Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show. This is episode 42.
Episode 100.
Coming to you from
Charlotte.
North Carolina.
In town for the show. Fillmore tonight.
We're at the Fillmore tonight.
If you in Charlotte, North Carolina.
If you're in Charlotte, yeah. North Carolina.
We're at the Fillmore tonight. One song with Bryce Vine.
You got one song with Bryce Vine.
And then I'm out. Is there an echo in here?
And you put some stuff on the walls.
Did you jot anything down from Patreon?
Yeah.
Patreon, we're gonna
roll into that.
Let me get some questions for Patreon. We always gather the questions from Patreon.
Friday.
So we're gonna grab a couple from there real quick.
Hey, yo, Nick.
Yo.
Question for you.
Patreon question from DK Morris. DK Morris 024.
Yeah, appreciate you being a patron, bro.
Yeah. Or not, bro. We don't know, because it just says DK Morris. So. Doesn't have to be a man.
Okay. You can be a woman, bro, dude.
DK Morris. Do you cook your ramen on the stove or in the microwave?
If you cook your ramen in the microwave, you've got some problems. The only way to do it is a stove, bro. It takes literally probably
the
same amount of time.
If you're eating ramen, you're not cooking stuff on the stove.
Bro, you put your ramen in the microwave.
I'm telling you, no. I heat up percolator water and I pour it in the bowl.
You heat up what is the percolator water?
No one in their right mind is buying ramen to cook it on the stove.
Yeah, everybody does that, dog. What do you mean? It's a mid-tier food.
Ramen? You can get 12 packs of ramen for $2.
Yeah, it's mid-tier, dog. I don't know where you grew up. That's mid-tier,
dog. The sauce packet costs more than the noodle.
Yeah, the sauce. I mean, that makes the whole shebang. But the noodles gotta be precise. They gotta be on it, dog. You can't microwave.
Do you like
noodles?
Do you like juicy ramen? You like juicy ramen, or you like the water ratio?
I drain my juice out.
You drain the juice out?
All of it, bro. I only eat the noodles. What do I like? I don't like.
You drain the noodles.
Do you drink your broth?
Duh.
Ew.
That's the best part.
That's the worst part.
That's where the flavor is.
Bro, it's so disgusting, dog.
What's disgusting?
Oh, like the juice and the liquid.
The flavor?
It makes me feel like I'm swimming in my own bowl of ramen.
You cook that joint on the stove just to pour it out?
Bro, well, that's how you bake the ingredients inside of the noodles. You put the water in. Okay, listen. You put the water in the pot.
I know how to make ramen.
I'm going
to
tell you how I make ramen. You put the water in a pot.
Take
a
brick.
The water.
Do you break the brick into four chunks? You put the brick in whole?
No.
You don't break the ramen
No.
up? You put one brick in one brick.
Listen.
I'm trying, but it's hard.
You keep interrupting.
Because I don't like how you do stuff.
My train of thought is going off track. Warm up the water. You pour half the packet of flavor sauce into the water. Then
that's not how you do it. Who taught you this?
Myself.
Same person taught you how to wipe?
Probably my dad. Then, bro.
What?
Then you put the noodles in. The whole block, just throw it in there. Maybe two packs.
Two packs? You waste two packs of what?
Of ramen. Like the blocks. One pack is hardly ever enough food.
None of it's enough food.
Exactly.
It's not even food.
And then you put it in there, just whatever. You wait 2 minutes, and then you stir it, and then you put the other pack of stuff on it, and then you stir it. You wait another 2 minutes. You take it out. You drain the water. You put the noodles back into a bowl.
You drain it.
Then you cook up some scrambled eggs. And then, Joe, that takes, 2 minutes?
All right.
Put the scrambled eggs in the ramen. Dice it up. You got yourself some lo mein, maybe a little soy sauce.
Some lo mein? You're putting soy sauce in your ramen noodles?
Put some soy sauce on that. A1, dog. Little Old Bay. Pinch of Old Bay. And you're done. That's it, dog.
What just happened?
I'm trying to teach you the ways, bro.
I'm Chef Boyardee Nick D. I don't need no ways.
Okay, how long you been waiting to say that? I'm Chef Boy on Nick.
Come on, dude. I've been cooking live since 2009.
Bro, that's literally the only way to do it.
What they talking about?
From Austin, bro. Yo, George wants y'all shoe sizes. He's trying to hook y'all up. Also, would you rather fight a chicken every time you get in a car or a orangutan? We did that one. So if you want to ask another question, Austin, go for it. But we answered that question.
Yeah, we answered with, that, John. With Che episode.
With Che Durena.
As far as our shoe sizes, Cakes is probably, what, like a 6, 6.5?
I'm a 9, dog. I'm a 9, dog. Don't do that. That's so disrespectful, bro.
I'm so probably a 6, 6.5.
Bro, I just feel like you always be disrespecting me for no reason.
I don't disrespect. I've never disrespected.
Name one time you have not disrespected me, bro.
Here's what I need to do with you right now.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's first day of the week? What's first day? I want to know. No, you asked me. This is your question.
Yeah, we asked this the other day. I said, wait, save it for the podcast.
He was really frustrating me. So we were driving to Charlotte together, and it really bothered me.
So, Nick.
So here we go.
Question. What's the first and last day of the week?
That's what I'm asking.
That's the question.
Start it with your Sunday theory.
Okay. So you say it is Sunday. Today's Sunday.
Theoretically.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
Great Sunday.
If I say next Monday, I'm going to go to the shop. Is that tomorrow or the following Monday?
Yeah, that's next week.
I agree.
That is not tomorrow.
I agree.
Okay.
If it's Saturday and you say, hey, next Monday, I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah.
Is that Monday coming up?
The week after.
Disagree. Friday. No. If it is Friday, you say.
Next Monday. No. It's a week after.
The week after. So, okay, if it's Thursday, same deal.
I think if it's Tuesday and you say next Monday.
Right.
And not, you don't say Monday.
Right.
You say next Monday?
Yeah.
Then it's not the Monday coming up. It's the next one.
But that is the next Monday, bro. That's literally the next Monday.
No, that's Monday coming up.
No, that's the next Monday. The next Monday is the next Monday.
So if it's Saturday and I say next Sunday?
See, no, but you have a two-day grace period.
Oh, now there's a grace period.
No, so say, bro, you know how calendars are built? It starts on Sunday, ends on Saturday. So anything in that time frame, the next week is the next.
No.
So if I'm on Saturday, that's the last day of that week.
If today's Monday and I say next Monday?
No. Because if you're on Saturday, right, you're at the end of the Saturday, the previous Sunday was that Sunday. So the next Sunday's tomorrow.
No, you're not doing that. That if it's Saturday and you say next Sunday, then people are going to think you're talking about tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, you lost your marbles.
Yeah.
You've absolutely lost your
marbles. No, that is it, bro. That's what I'm saying. You ever look at a calendar? When's the last time you looked at a calendar? Do you know what day it is? What's the day of the week, Nate?
I only know because we went to Topgolf yesterday and it was half off Tuesdays.
So you know it's Wednesday.
I know it's Wednesday.
Do you know the day of the month? Do you know the month?
Well, only because it was your birthday yesterday and I know your birthday is in August.
Okay. Do you know the day that it is today?
I know your birthday is August 24th. So today is the 25th.
Okay. You're using context clues and I don't like it.
Well, don't have your birthday in August and then I won't know. Or just don't have your birthday yesterday.
That's a good point.
And then I won't know.
I'm trying to get this up, dude, but it's not working.
It's down there. Got to be in there somewhere, huh?
I'm looking for it.
Is it one of those things? Do you use hand towels? Do you think there's a purpose for a hand towel? In your bathroom, do you have hand towels?
I'm in a relationship. So now I have easy access to hand towels.
Do you use them?
Yes.
You use your hand towels in your bathroom?
Yes.
For what? Drying your hands?
Drying my hands.
Do you use them post-brush, teeth brush?
Yeah. Now I like dry my toothbrush off with them too.
What?
What? Dog, listen. When you brush your teeth.
Remind me to never use your hands out. What?
Listen, when you brush your teeth, it gets messy, right?
You take your toothbrush and you put it in a hand towel and you...
listen. When you brush your teeth, you get it like around your mouth, right? And then like when you're done brushing your teeth, you got like all that extra toothbrush saliva.
I use my shower towel.
Your shower towel?
But not for my toothbrush. I rinse my toothbrush off in the sink.
Yeah, I do too. But then there's extra like... stuff, and you gotta dry your toothbrush.
I just said to join up.
That's disgusting. You, bro, the bottom of your toothbrush holder is probably so gross.
I don't use a toothbrush holder.
Where do you put it?
Toothbrush holder? It depends. Right now it's laying on the sink.
Yeah, and all that toothbrush residue
ain't
is
no
sitting
residue.
On the sink.
Ain't no residue.
What do you mean ain't no residue?
Ain't no residue. Tap water.
No.
Ain't no residue.
No.
Ain't no residue.
As much as you do, do you clean your toothbrush? Do you clean your toothbrush
with what? Bleach?
No, water.
That's what I'm telling you.
No, that's what I'm saying. Look, you just rinse it out, but there's still residue on the toothbrush.
Who resin doing?
When you put it under the sink, Nick.
Who doing it? Resin.
When you put it under the sink, Nick.
I put it on the sink. Sometimes.
No, when you put your toothbrush under the sink to wash it off, to get the toothbrush stuff off.
Uh-huh.
And you take it out, and it's still dripping wet. You still got, like, toothbrush stuff in the bristles. And that's going to run down your toothbrush.
No, you put your thumb on it and you scrub
it off.
You put
your thumb on it? Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
You put your dirty thumb
on your toothbrush? Why my thumb dirty, bro? I just got out the shower. My thumb ain't dirty.
Your thumb's dirty, dog.
You brush your teeth post-shower.
You've been rubbing your thumbs all over your balls.
Do you ever brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah. A lot of times.
Most times?
Not most.
Is your new electric toothbrush waterproof?
Yeah, of course.
Your $300 toothbrush?
Yeah, of course. It better be if I spend $300.
Man, I got a $300 toothbrush. Okay. $300 toothbrush.
Do you use a shower?
My vehicle ain't even cost $300.
Okay. But I don't really think this is going to work. I feel like I got it on my phone, but it ain't.
It's somewhere in there. Gotta be.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's the one she sent?
Yeah.
I guess it's in there somewhere.
Her message. Show message history, okay?
It's got to be in there, dude. Back to toothbrushes. Okay. Since we're on the toothbrush topic.
Okay, hit me, dude.
When you brush your teeth, do you wet your toothbrush first? Before you put paste on it?
Yes, you have to. Wait.
Do you turn the water on?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You
turn it on, put it on, put it under again, and then brush your teeth.
You double dip?
You gotta double dip, dog. You tell me you ain't gonna double dip.
I don't double dip.
Bro, you gotta get the toothpaste wet.
For what?
It makes it more...
No.
It covers more surface pore area.
So what about that?
It covers more surface area in your mouth if you get it wet. You tell me you going in there... bare dry?
No, the brush is wet.
Yeah, the brush is wet.
The gel, the paste...
is dry as a bone. That's a desert.
What kind of paste is dry? You let that joint with the top off? That joint stale? But your toothpaste stale?
You don't put your toothbrush, toothpaste
under
the water?
You got stale paste?
You trying to save water? You trying to save time? Like, what's the deal? Why would you not do that?
Time.
Mm-hmm. So you agree that it's a better scenario for your mouth and overall experience?
No. Uh-uh. Takes away the foam. Enos.
No, it does not. Because my toothbrush will be covered in suds. That's why I gotta wash it off and rinse it out with a hand towel.
A hand towel, bro. Don't even bring that back up.
So what do you do? What's your game
plan? Don't even bring it. My game plan for what?
What's your routine? Bro, I can't even find it, bro.
My routine. Man, it must be in there somewhere, innit?
Sorry, we're trying to find the ad read. To be honest.
Gotta be in there somewhere.
I saw it when I put up on my phone, but this is like...
And you know what to look for.
Before there was just a thing you clicked.
How long is a nap before it's just sleeping?
I think post 4 hours.
4 hours and you just fell asleep and it wasn't taking.
Yeah, I feel because if you're like, I slept. No one's ever like, I slept 4 hours last night. It's always five plus.
I think it's only determined by time of day.
So if you take.
Because can say 2 hours. I know people that go to bed at 2 and wake up at 4 and go to work. Did they nap? No, they went to bed.
No, you could take a nap at 1 a.m.
No, it's not a nap. They went to bed.
But, okay. Question. If it's 1 a.m. and you're just trying to take a nap before you go stargazing, you ain't sleeping. You're napping.
That's a nap. If you go back to sleep later. No, if you take an hour nap, you wake up at 2, so you go stargazing, you go back to sleep at 3.
Okay.
Then
what
it was a nap.
What if it's a day, right?
Midday?
Midday.
Then it's a nap.
5 o'clock, listen. 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
2 hours you sleep.
Yeah, it's a nap.
Then you don't go to bed that night. You stay up for another 24 hours. Was that sleeping or was that napping?
That was a nap. It's the time of day, 5 p.m. That's a nap.
Okay. At what, past what time is it sleeping?
Bedtime.
Which is?
Anytime after 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
You don't be napping after 11.
I can take
11.
A nap at 10 p.m.?
If you go back to sleep at like 1.
Can I take a nap at 11 for 30 minutes?
30-minute nap at 11. What time did you go to bed?
1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you just broke your own logic.
It's not a rule.
How long has it got to be, Nick?
It's based off time of day.
How long are your naps?
I don't.
You don't nap.
I've never napped.
Ever?
I don't like it.
When's the last time you napped?
I got FOMO.
Fear of missing out for napping?
Bro, I almost fell asleep getting a massage the other day.
Yeah.
And I'll like freak myself out. I'll be like, wow. I don't know. It freaks me out sleeping during the day.
Sometimes I'll see you like, we'll be at the studio, whatever, and you just look dead tired. And if you just nap for 30 minutes, you would wake up and
I can't do it.
You'd just be way more productive if you weren't so tired all the time.
I'm very productive.
But sometimes you just be zoning out. Just
physically, I can't fall asleep in the middle of the day.
But I feel like you just got a quick little.
You could take an 8 hour. You can go to sleep for 8 hours. But if you go to sleep from 11 to 7, you took a nap.
No.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m., you took a nap.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's a nap.
No.
It's a long nap.
No, Nick. I'm not on that way with you.
That's the map.
You on that boat alone, my friend.
If you go 11 to 7,
you slept.
You took a nap. If you go back to bed anytime when it's dark
out. There's no way. There's no other person on
the face. If you go back to bed anytime.
On planet Earth.
Anytime.
In the Milky Way galaxy.
When it's dark out.
That would consider that a nap.
That's a nap.
There's nobody
11
else.
11 to 7, that's an 8-hour nap.
And there's no dimension.
If you go to bed again, if you wake up at 7 after your nap, and you go to bed anytime while it's dark out, 11 to 4, 11 to 5, you go to sleep. You could go to sleep for 3 hours, but you took a long nap before it.
What if you slept from 11 to 7?
That's a nap.
When you wake up, it's considered sleeping until you sleep that night? Because what if you don't sleep that night?
If you don't sleep that night, you just had a long nap. You didn't go to bed.
You slept, bro.
No.
You slept.
Nah, you can take a long nap, 11 to 7, and then you can go to bed from like 2 to 4 a.m. That was sleeping. You slept for 2 hours, but you took a long ass nap before that.
There's no shot.
That's the math.
There's no shot in the world of physics that is humanly possible to be the answer.
Well, that's because it's not physics.
That's a good point, but still not a nap.
All right. What are YouTube comments talking about?
Where are YouTube at, bro? Oh, here we go. Ah. Oh, chat can't see that. All right, let's... All right.
What's that one joint? Mm. What's the blue joint up top?
He said checking it because it was like this
one. Oh, you turned it?
This is from Nestor.
Nestor.
Would you rather have all of your fingernails cut just a little too short where it always hurts or have extreme chafing for 5 years? Would you rather have all your fingernails cut a little too short and be hurting all the time? I have extreme chafing for the next 5 years.
5 years of chafing?
5 years, bro.
We're talking like
inner... I'm talking gonads.
Inner thigh.
Yeah. Like right like by...
Where the ball
meets... Right where they... Like
when ball meets groin.
Like when you're running and they keep slapping back and forth.
Yeah, ball meets right groin. There.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Topanga.
Tony
Boy, boy meets world. Ball meets groin. That's what came to my pocket in my head. Anyway.
Chafing, bro. I can't do chafing.
But 5 years only.
Can I tell a story real quick? Yeah. I went to the doctor. I was a young lad. And my balls were chafed. Very bad.
What are you doing? Very, very bad. I don't know if I ever had chafing.
And I went to the doctor for like just a physical. Like, check up, whatever.
And you didn't mention
the chafing. He went through the whole thing. He didn't notice it. And then at the very end of the physical, they're very healthy. Like, you're great. Everything's great. Do you have any questions for me? I was like, hey, doc. So my...
How old were you?
13.
So your mom was in the room?
I don't remember.
Dad was in the room?
No. No, there's no one in the room. I don't think I would have
just
asked.
Just you in there?
Yeah, I think so. I was like, hey, doc. I got something for you. My balls hurt, man. My balls are hurting. They're raw. They're red. When I walk, I can't walk.
How long had it been going on?
A week.
6 months?
5 years.
5 years. I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
But anyway, it turns out it was the soap I was using.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind were you using? Some Axe?
Should I say? Is that bad? What if they try to sponsor later?
Then we would never accept their sponsorship.
It was Irish Spring.
Irish Spring. Yeah,
right on my balls, dude.
Irish Spring soap?
Yeah.
I like Irish Spring. Soap. Yeah, I like Irish Spring.
I like the body wash, but their soap. The bar soap
got smells me. Nice. I don't use that type of stuff anymore. I use only the natural soap.
But bro, it was so bad. Yeah. It was so bad. I'm going fingernails. I got you. I can't experience that.
Every day for the rest of your life?
I think it's... Is it every day?
Yes. Fingernails is every day. Chafing is 5 years.
I feel like you just take some Advil for your fingernails.
You think so? Every day.
Or some gloves.
Some numbing cream.
Some gloves.
I don't know. That's so hard. Every day?
Yeah. That's a long time.
That's most of your days.
Almost all of them.
Just about.
What are you picking? You can't just...
I don't know. Amanda, we can't find the ad read.
Amanda. Yeah, I can put it up on my phone, but it's going to stop recording.
Yeah, don't do that now.
Amanda.
She must be asleep. We'll get you in the next one, Manscaped.
I'm trying to look one more time. You tell me. I'm going to be listening.
All right. Do you eat pizza crust?
Yes.
Do you eat the pizza off your crust or pizza butts?
One more time.
Do you
take your time.
Eat the crust from your pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It depends.
It does depend.
It depends how much pizza is available.
I hate burnt pizza, bro.
So you're just not eating burnt pizza crust?
Right.
Mine is strictly based off how much pizza is available. Is it an unlimited amount of pizza? I'm not eating the crust. Is there garlic dipping sauce, but still unlimited amount of pizza? I'll dip that crust in some garlic, and I'll eat that. If there's only two slices, I mean every bit of that pizza. Three slices, I mean every bit of that pizza. Four slices, I mean every bit of that pizza. All the crust, all that. Dipping sauce, whatever it is. It's going down. Unlimited. We had a buffet. I'm not eating the crust. I'm not wasting space in my
stomach
piece of storage for crust. Do you understand? I know you don't do it. Do you understand?
I get it. I get it.
That's why you only had five slices today? Yeah. Because you ate the crust.
If
you didn't eat the crust, you could have had...
The crust is bad. You it's part had, of the pizza.
It's more filling. That's what I'm saying. It takes away space. But you look
like such a bum.
Do you, though?
If you have slices of crust on your plate, you're like, ah.
Are you a bum?
You're that guy.
Are you a bum?
Are I'm you not a bum.
Outsmarting the system.
No, that's probably nothing, Nick. It's pizza. It's cheap. So how many slices of pizza would you be able to eat
if ask, you didn't eat? Ask me about my experiment.
Nick, what about your experiment? I'm not sure what the experiment was.
I don't chew gum very often. And when I do, it's peppermint.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about that. Tell me about the experiment you're doing.
I'm not really a big jump chewer. Really a big gum chewer.
Bro, if you just took a nap for the podcast,
I'm not really. I don't really chew gum like that. Start over.
Hey, Nick.
What?
Tell me about that experiment you were doing.
I'm not really a big gum chewer, and when I do, it's mostly peppermint. Sometimes I'll do Altoids or Tic Tacs, but nothing.
Like the ones from the sky? Kill the dinosaurs?
How many were there?
8.
I mean, I had pizza, but I'm not. Like, I had a little bit, but I didn't eat a lot.
Piece of what?
So I'm saying I had 6-7 cookies. There's one left. Would you like a cookie? Harry Potter. What are you doing, dude?
Eating on the podcast.
You're eating on the podcast? What a dog.
I can't figure this out, dude. Sorry, man. Skip.
I don't even know what to do, bro. Why he ain't doing it? Did we miss anything?
Would you rather backflip instead of walking or barrel roll? Wait, what? Would you rather backflip instead of walking or barrel instead of running for the rest of your life? Would you rather backflip instead of walking or barrel roll instead of running for the rest of your life?
Barrel roll.
Barrel roll.
Yeah, I'm not really a big runner.
I'm not a big backflipper.
And on the occasion that I would be running, how awesome would it be to be barrel rolling?
You look like you'd be in a boss fight at all times.
I'm just thinking about, like, my next triathlon, you know?
What? Well, you got a decathlon.
I feel like I could roll for longer than I could run.
I just feel like...
Based off of stamina alone.
It's walking, right, for backflips?
Yeah.
Bro, who's going to want to be back? You have to do an entire backflip.
You'd be very dizzy. And, let's say, you just walk.
How much energy would
that take?
You
trying to get up in the middle of the night and just walk to the toilet?
You'd just be Z-A. You know what I mean? Super Mario 64? You'd just be Z-A the entire map? Ain't nobody got time for that,
dog. Can they flip? Can they flip in Mario? Mario can flip?
Super Mario 64.
With Z-A? Like, combined?
Z, crouch, A, is jump. That's how you do the backflip.
That's how you backflip?
Should I do a backflip?
You can't backflip. Please don't do it. Please don't. I'm just asking you for the love of everyone. Please don't. Just don't do it. Please don't do it. I'm nervous for everyone else. I gotta go to sound check.
Okay, Z.
I gotta go to sound check. A. Yeah, that wouldn't do it. If all right. I don't do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
I gotta go to sound check.
All right. If you guys made it this far, appreciate you. We have merch on feelsright.shop. You wanna grab some Freddy merch, and we got a Patreon with different tiers. Link in description. Thank you so much. See you next time.